Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Have you ever wondered what is the most important thing that I could or should do and should have been doing from my youth? What one thing that I could be doing now and should have been doing from my youth that would have paid my family, my friends, my relatives, my community, my church, my associates, my nation, and myself the biggest dividends? That one thing that would have made me a much better person so I could have been of service to many. Most usually, we don't think about this till much later in life, if we think of it even then. What is the most important thing that God would have you do? Now, when we answer this question, that is, the most important thing that God would have you to do, then we will know how we should have been doing and living from our youth. But not too many people seem to be too concerned about doing what God requires, at least wholeheartedly. Many people are willing to go part of the way, enough to say, well, that I'm a Christian, enough to say that I'm going to church and so on. But how many people do you know that's willing to really obey God, to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, as Christ said that we must do, and as the Bible states that we must do? We don't seem to realize the importance of carefully obeying God. Now, if you could take a survey and you could talk to any of the millions and perhaps billions of people that lost their life in the flood, I think that they would tell you that it's very important to carefully listen to what God has to say and obey God's word. For they paid a terrible price. They learned a hard lesson, and they learned it the hard way. Can you imagine what they were thinking when the waters got so deep, when the waters kept gushing in on them, covering all the high trees that they were trying to climb, all the high hills that they were trying to climb, and all the high mountains they were trying to climb to get away, to get out of the flood? Don't you imagine that they thought, well, you know, might would have paid if we would have listened carefully to what Noah was telling us, to what God was having to say that was coming to pass. Yes, my friends, when those people are resurrected, and they will be, when they are, you can ask any of them the importance of obeying God. And they will tell you, they will be able to tell you how important it would have been, that it should have been, to have obeyed God. And they will be willing and ready at that time to begin to obey. They will consider it a very important thing to live by God's word at that time. You can bet on that. When Sodom and Gomorrah, when they were destroyed, when God rained down fire from heaven on them, now when they're resurrected, they will be able to tell you that it's important to obey God. As well as Lot's wife, when she looked back and was turned to a pillar of salt. Now, I'm assuming that you know all of these things, and you know where they're all mentioned in the book of Genesis. But they will all be able to tell you that it's very important to obey God. So could the Canaanites that Israel destroyed when they went over into the land of Canaan. So could the ancient empire of Egypt, which God brought to nothing and destroyed their mighty army in the Red Sea. So could the ancient nations of Israel and Judah that went into captivity in the 6th and 7th centuries B.C., and Eli, the high priest, and his two sons, and Aaron's two sons, which were slain by God for not conducting the office of priesthood as God commanded. Now, Eli wasn't actually slain by God in that way, but Eli knew what was going on with his two sons. He was the high priest, and he allowed his sons to do the things that they were doing, and he didn't restrain them. So he fell and broke his neck. Now, that wouldn't have happened even to Eli if he would have restrained his two sons. So they will all be able to tell you, and many, many others that we could mention, that have lived and died. As a matter of fact, I think when any and everyone is resurrected, I think they will be able to tell you the problems and heartaches and headaches and fears and worries and terrible deaths and so on that they went through. Yes, the people that have died in war and so on, and you name it. I think they will be able to tell you that it's very important to obey God. Now, the point is, my friends, we should get that point now. Yes, and we can get that point now if we will. And we can save ourselves a lot of heartaches. We can save ourselves from learning the hard way, as many that have gone on before us, billions and billions of people that have lived and died, have learned the hard way. Most people that are dead from Adam, if you could talk to them, would tell you that they paid a great price for not obeying God. Yes, that they paid a great price for not obeying God. Now, I know time and chance happen to all of us, but could some of our problems as an individual, as a nation, and as the world have come up on us because we haven't carefully obeyed our God? If you will, turn to Deuteronomy 28 with me, and we'll begin in verse 13. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. We've read many of these things before on this program, but we want to bring them out in a little different light here. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. God stresses the word careful. God knows that you and I, if we are obeying God, that we have to be careful about it, because there are many things out there to draw us away. There are many out there to tell us that you don't have to obey that old law. That old law was nailed to the cross, and you don't have to obey that law. You can trample on God's holy day, the Sabbath. You don't have to obey the Sabbath, and so on, because they were all done away with. No such thing, my friend, as I've brought out many, many times on this program, because that's God's word. So God says, if you carefully observe them, what he has told us to do, how he has told us to live. Now, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully, notice this, to observe carefully, meaning that you're going to have to be awake, you're going to have to be on the ball, you're going to have to be alert to obey God, because Satan and his demons are working, and they're working overtime to get you to not obey God. And they want to throw everything they can in front of you, make it look good, make it look enticing. Yes, make sin, and sin does look like it's a pleasure for the time being, as the Bible brings out. They want to make everything else look good except obeying God. That's why we're in the shape that we're in as an individual and as a nation, as a world, because we have strayed from our God and thought it's not important to carefully obey God. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, all his commandments. He isn't leaving any of them out. He didn't leave any of them out in the New Testament either, my friends. And his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now, if you've ever read through, and we have here some of those curses in Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, if you've ever read through them and just stop and think what they're telling us, then you know, my friends, we're living under many curses that we have brought upon us, when we could be living under only blessings. That is, if we carefully would have obeyed our God. Notice in Deuteronomy 15, verses 1 through 5, at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. That is, you shall forgive debts. Now, this was a civil law that God had given ancient Israel to live by, and we are the modern descendants of ancient Israel. And if we would have lived by this law ourselves, we wouldn't be the greatest debtor nation on the face of the earth. This would have been a big aid in keeping us debt-free, my friends. How would you like for someone to forgive you of all of your debts every 7 years? That would be great, wouldn't it? Get you completely out of debt, set you free of debt. It says, at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it or forgive it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Yes, it's important to God to obey even this law. It says, of a foreigner you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owed by your brother, except when there may be no poor among you, for the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance. So God talks like if we would obey his law, and as a matter of fact, he has promised that there wouldn't even be any poor among us. says, bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance. Now notice what verse 5 says. Only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God. Only if you carefully obey. My friends, you have to be alert. You have to watch. You have to learn God's word. You have to study God's word if you are to carefully obey God's word. Because if you don't, you will be drawn the other way, because there's so much of the other way out there all around you. It says, if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe with care, yes, to observe with care, be careful, to observe with care all these commandments which I command you this day. How careful are we in obeying God, in putting God first in our life, in loving God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength? How careful are we in loving our neighbor? Now, you should ask yourself these questions, and you should want to answer them. How careful are we in treating them, other people, the way that we want to be treated? Now, this is part of obeying God's word carefully, my friends. Or are we careful in planning how to take advantage of someone? Yes, indeed. Are we careful in how to take advantage of someone instead of how to obey God? What if there hadn't been a few righteous people from Adam, beginning with righteous Abel, Seth, Jared, Lamech, Noah, and so on? What if Noah hadn't carefully obeyed God to build the ark? Well, there would have been no flesh saved at that time. The flood would have taken care of everyone. Notice what it says in John 15 and verse 10. The book of John, chapter 15 and verse 10, says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now I want to ask you, my friends, as we just read here, Christ said he kept his Father's commandments, and they command us to keep their commandments as well. Many places in the Bible tell us that. But what if Christ hadn't carefully obeyed God, his Father? We would have no Savior, would we? There would be no resurrection. There would be no church of God. There would be no elect, as you read of in Matthew 24. And if the elect hadn't carefully obeyed God, looking forward to the time that Christ returns, and if there wasn't an elect now that's carefully obeying God and would be obeying God right up until the day that Christ returns, there would be no flesh saved on this earth. No way. That's what the Bible says. Yes, there would be no flesh saved if the elect didn't carefully obey God. Whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You can read that in 1 John 3, verse 22. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, because we carefully keep his commandments and carefully do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And that's what God requires. God requires nothing less than you giving your all to him. If you would like to understand more on this topic, the importance of obeying God, we invite you to ask for our free booklets, What Does God Require? And Where Are the True Christians? And all you have to do is to dial toll-free 1-800-611-8080 and just ask for your free booklets, What Does God Require? And Where Are the True Christians?
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.